Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for daily loading us with your benefits. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. Thank you for another opportunity to see the land of the living. We are grateful. We do not take this for granted. We lay it to heart to say thank you. We come with our sacrifices of praises and thanksgiving. We say thank you, God, for another love. Thank you for trusting us to give us this day. Lord, we exalt you. We say thank you for ruling in the affairs of our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us victory. Thank you for opening us to the knowledge of your words on a daily basis. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for helping us. And thank you for standing by us as God at all times. We exalt and appreciate you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Friday, the 14th day in the month of August, and we are grateful to the name of the Lord. We are almost getting into the half of the month, and God has been good. Despite all his mercies has kept us, his mercy has been our shield and our buckler. I want us to make these words of declarations with me, that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year till the end of the year in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord favors me on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens my eyes and gives me understanding of who He is in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I walk by faith. Today I get understanding of faith. Today I align my life with faith. Today I walk in faith. And today I enjoy the benefit of walking in faith in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord helps me on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord speaks for me. The grace of the Lord becomes evident in all I do in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the timely and the timeless help of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy speak for all I do. Mercy speak for all I will do in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will open doors for me. The mercy of God will lift me and make my feet to be stable on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not lack the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I live the supernatural life because the life that I live is the Zoe life of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord strengthens me on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord speaks for me where I cannot speak for myself in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven of mercy rain on me. The blessings of the rain, the blessings of the dew, and the blessings of the showers. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord gives me beauty for ashes. I enjoy beauty for every ashes of my life this day and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. I am beautified on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord beautifies my life beyond my expectation because His power is at work in me. Because His word says concerning me that unto him who is able to do exceedingly, His word says He will do exceedingly, abundantly, above what I think or ask of, according to His power that works in me. His power is at work in me for beautification, for help in the name of Jesus Christ, for timely favor, for timely help in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy God beyond my reasoning in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk today under closed heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shield, He is my buckler, He is my strength. He gives me rest on all sides. I enjoy rest from the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord satisfies me early with His mercies in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the steadfast love of the Lord beyond my reasoning in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be celebrated. I will be helped because the power of God is at work in me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I'm glad to let us know about our program that is coming next week, and it's the week to celebrate the faithfulness of God on Forge Ministry. We'll be celebrating our first year anniversary. Thursday is on the 20th of August and it'll be starting by 12 noon, our time of refreshing. And on Sunday, we'll be by 2 o'clock on Sunday, celebrate God's faithfulness of our Ford ministry. And on the 29th of August, which is a Saturday, we are planning to go to an orphanage to appreciate God for his goodness and to reach out to the young ones to make them know that God cares about them. We want you to put this date, pen them down, and we want you to join us in celebrating the faithfulness of God. And if the Lord is laying it into your heart to partner with us in this program, you can reach out to us through our number 070-86-600-186. The Lord bless every one of us today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like to continue from where we stopped yesterday, but let me start with this. From our anchor scripture, it says, "The Lord is my rock." Psalm 18 verse 2. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my eye tower." Yesterday was concluded with the story of the five virgins, and we were told that five of them had light on their lamps and they had extra oil, and the remaining five had no light on their lamp and they had no extra oil. They were naked. Their state of vulnerability was exposed because there was no covering. They did not prepare themselves for the extra oil that they needed. They did not equip their light with the necessary things that is needed for them to keep moving. I pray that we will not make mistakes in the journey of our lives in Jesus' name. I want us to look at these words from this Psalm 18. It says, "In whom I will trust." It means that God is still God. He is still our strength. He is still our God. He is still our buckler. He is our horn of salvation and our eye tower. But it depends if we will trust in him. That is a conditional statement. Our trust will drive us far. Our trust is what will keep us moving. So, looking at it, in whom I will trust. We can either choose to trust God or choose not to. It's a conditional statement and it is dependent on every one of us. In whom I will trust. In God I will trust. I want us to look at some scriptures today to back up what we need. But before I go, I want us to know that our trust is what makes our faith to grow in him. It increases our faith in God. It helps us to be confident in God that God cannot mismanage my life. Our trust is what keeps us in God, because his word said, "I am confident that which I have committed into his hands, that he will keep it." He will keep it till that very day. So our trust is what keeps us moving. It strengthens our faith and keeps us moving. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they agree?" Before you can walk with somebody, there must be a level of trust. And when there is trust, there will be an agreement. So as we walk this journey, we must learn to trust God. When we trust God, our faith increases. And as our faith increases, it helps us in the journey of our agreement to walk in alignment with what God has given to us. Micah chapter 6 verse 8, it says, "He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly," that's the first one, "to love mercy," the second one, "and the third one is to humbly walk with thy God." Walking with God is what gives us oil in our lamp. And as we get oil in our lamp, our faith is being strengthened to give us extra oil. Anybody that will walk with God must trust God. That is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our trust is very important in this journey of life. Trusting God is what we cannot trivialize. We need to pay more emphasis on trust, because trust increases our faith. And Bible says anyone that comes to God must first of all believe. If you don't trust something, you cannot believe it. So when we believe God, we trust him. And our trust helps us to grow as we get answers to God. Even when we don't get answers, we trust God that He has a better advantage for us. He has a better plan for us. We are included in His plan. We are in His original plan, and He cannot mismanage us. Our trust is very important in walking with God. Our trust is the oil that keeps us moving. Our trust is what lubricates our faith and keeps us moving with God without doubting God, trusting God that He will not fail me, that when He says His word, He will definitely bring it to pass. Even if it looks as if what I'm seeing is not aligning with the promises of God for my life, but that trust will say, I know my God, I know my Redeemer liveth, I know when He says His word, it will come to pass. Even when I have not seen or gotten the evidence yet, God is still there for me. God is intentional about me, and God has a better plan for me, because faith is the evidence of things hoped for. We are hoping for it, we have not seen it, but we are trusting in God, and we are rest assured that God has the best for me. God has me in His plan, and God will definitely give me the perfect will for my life. Amen. I want us to look at the lyrics of this hymn. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who trust and obey. This verse is saying, when we walk in the Lord in the light of His word, the more we feed ourselves with the word of God, the more our confidence and trust in God is built. And as it gets increasing in its building, in the formation, our faith gets increased, our faith gets strengthened, our faith gets moving. Even when it looks as if we are shaking, but we say we will not be moved. Even when it looks as if I'm not looking like it, we still hold on to it, because the words of God are yes and amen. When He says a word, He will definitely bring it to pass. He says, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If we want our joy to be full and we want our happiness to continue, it's only to trust in God. It is not to compare one's achievement to another one's achievement. It is not in trying to be smart. It is not in trying to help God. The yardstick is for us to trust and obey God, learning at His feet, increasing in His word. That is what helps us to trust and obey. It says, not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but a smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. It is telling us that challenges will come, but being afraid is not the solution. It's only just for us to abide in God's word, listen to whatever He's telling us to do, choosing to obey and follow His instruction. That is what increases our faith. He said, not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly pay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Next verse says, but we never can prove the delight of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who we trust and obey. God is delighted in us. He loves us, but we can never prove it until we lay everything at His feet and learn and choose to trust and obey. Until we learn to put down our ego, laying aside every weight, putting out everything that distracts us, and to follow in, telling God that, God, I lay it all my cares and my burden unto You. I roll all my achievements, I put them at the cross to follow Your dictates for my life, to trust Him with our life, trust Him with our families, trust Him with our spouses, trust Him with our children, trust Him with that difficult situation, trust Him with that unsurmountable challenges, trust Him with that thing that looks as if it's going to crush us, trust Him with that weight. All our cares and burden unto Him I roll. He is interested in us. He loves us more than we know. He is so interested in us, and He wants the best for us. All we need to do is trust and obey. And the last verse says, then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we will walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, what he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Are we ready to trust and obey? Are we ready to drop everything we feel in five senses is the best way? Are we ready to lay everything aside? Are we ready to follow him to the letter? I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. The journey of trusting and obeying, it's a time of building faith in God. It's a time of total dependence. It's a time to give oil to our lamp and to keep our lamp burning. It's a time to give us extra oil. It's a time to recharge us. It's a time to fire us up. It's a time to make us grow through that process in a progressive way. It's a time to make us measure up to God's standard. It's a time to keep us growing higher and going taller to become the better version of who God wants us to be. Is to trust and obey. The instruction is just only to trust and obey. The instruction is not to use your five senses. It can be challenging, I must tell you. It can come with a lot of persecution, looking as if it is uncertain. Yes, that is it. It may look as if it's not going to be, but anybody that trusts God never gets disappointed. God will not call us thus far to come and disgrace us. He will never call us to seek him in vain. He will not call us to put us in shame or to ridicule us. He is calling us from the place of hopelessness to the place of hope. He is calling us to the place of certainty. In human senses, it is not certain, but with God, it is certain. With God, all things are possible. With God, he wants to give us victory only if we can trust and obey. I pray that the Lord will help us. He will teach us, make us to humble ourselves, to walk with the Lord so that we can get the best he wants for our lives, so that we can get more oil in our lamps, so that our light can keep shining because we are the light of the world. He has called us to be set as a light on the earth. The Lord will help us that in every day of our lives, we will choose to trust and obey, and his grace will be sufficient for us in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go today, the presence of the Lord goes with us. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Let's not forget that as we journey on earth, we are journeying to go to our eternal rest. I pray that the Lord will help us. The Lord will teach us to make that right choice, to trust God for our journey, to trust God to live our life on earth to go to heaven. We will be strengthened in the grace of God. We will choose to walk with God. We will choose to follow his dictates for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord is sufficient for us in Jesus' name. And the peace of the Lord abides with us in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Good morning and thank you. Wishing you a wonderful day.